Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Music Interviews. This was an interview that took place on April 24th, 2018, with the local musician Vi Petri. Thanks for listening. KCSU Fort Collins. This is the local lunch hour with me, TBD, and you just listened to the song Let Live by local artist Vi Petri, who is in the studio with me right now, and we're talking about her music. And you were telling me that that song that we just heard, you helped co-produce when you were an independent artist, and I want to, you know more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually recorded that song back in Arizona. I wrote the song when I was about 16. It took me a while to be like, okay, this is the one that I want to release. But I kind of just like came up with all the melodies on piano, and I heard everything in my head, which is what normally happens, which is awesome. So I just took it to my producer and I was like, I hear this, this, and this. I want the guitar to have this tonality. And it was just an incredible process, like being in the studio and like, you know, putting what was in my head out there. Like what's in my brain like is there now.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's really, really cool.
It's incredible.
Was that kind of your first experimentation at songwriting, or had you been songwriting before that?
Yeah, I guess I've been writing songs since I was like 4. I used to like sing to the couch, but like I think I finally found my style when I was like 15, and I, you know, really started to get to know myself. So I've been writing since then, and I've experimented with a lot of different styles since then, and messages, but Let Live, I think, was one of the first songs that I wrote when I realized that I needed to send a different type of message to people, like a healthier message.
Absolutely. And that kind of also comes into play with this new single that you're putting out. I have heard and have read that a lot of it focuses with mental health.
Yes.
And if you want to get into more of that as well, I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, yeah. So Criminal is, so the chorus is, I'm so alive, it's criminal to hide. And that, I think, is so true for everyone. You have this, like, you know, you have this innate fire. Everyone's got it. Everyone, I think, even if people haven't found it, everyone's born with this lust for something, whatever it is. And so if we can take that and put it out there, then really we are. We're amazing. We're criminal. We shouldn't be hiding all that. It should come out. We should live how we want to live. And so I think that's one of the biggest steps in mental health is being you and, like, finding what makes you happy and putting aside all the judgments of the world, putting aside all the constrictions of society, asking yourself, who am I? And I'm going to be that in this life.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So this single, Criminal, that's coming out on the 27th, you recorded and produced here in Colorado, to my understanding.
Yes, I did. So it's kind of a weird story. I met this girl on a plane. She introduced me to the producers that I'm working with now. I work with the Spot Studios. Glenn and Rich out there produced this track. They co-produced it. We co-produced it all together. They did amazing work on it. So yeah, it was cool.
That's awesome. And this, I wanted to ask, you know, what's in the future? So this is obviously a single. Does that mean that there's an album, an EP, a thought of something in the works?
Yeah, I'm going to release an EP called Dynamite here in about, I want to say, like 4 or 5 months.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And then do all of those songs also, you know, do some of them also tackle mental health? What are any other themes that you've written about for that EP, if you want to get into those?
Sure, yeah. So it's kind of weird being a writer. You're always in a state of vulnerability. Like, you might not be able to be vulnerable out there in the world, but when you're with there and when you're right there and you're, you know, writing, it's kind of just like, I never tried to put together a theme. I just kind of sat there and, like, let, you know, like, my emotions spill. And what happened was I was able to put together a bunch of songs, I think, that represent different parts of me and different parts of a lot of people, actually. So there's a song, you know, kind of about how everyone has this battle of autonomy versus connection. You want to be in a relationship, wanting to focus on yourself. There's influences like Criminal, which is just really about breaking free and just, like, doing you in this life. Dynamite is a very powerful song that I'm excited about. Dynamite is about kind of like being in your worst point in life, like really, really, really being put down and just coming out and being an explosion. So a lot of it's uplifting, but it's not all just, like, super optimistic. Like, there's definitely a pessimism too, because I think everyone experiences both. So I wanted to make an album that would help people's mental health, but I also wanted to be very raw and honest about how difficult it can be as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And something we were talking about before we went on air is I'm kind of seeing in Colorado music, but also on a national scale, this attention towards and, you know, this opening of discussion through music about mental health. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on that, like your contribution to it. And also, why do you think that is suddenly? Because it's kind of something that I've noticed within the past couple of years is coming to light.
Yeah.
All this music and all these songs.
Absolutely.
About it. So if you want to talk about that really quickly.
Yeah, sure. I think when any artist steps out and I remember, okay, so when I was growing up and, like, still to this day, like, I had an eating disorder that I struggled with very, very badly. And I remember I would listen to the Smashing Pumpkins, and then Demi Lovato came out and said, like, this is what's going on with me. And I just was kind of surrounded, like, in this world of music where, that, you know, there was a reality. And I was like, I feel that I'm a little bit less crazy. I feel like I'm a little bit less alone. These are the types of messages that change people's lives. So yeah, I've definitely noticed a lot of people out here and in a lot of other places too. I think everyone's coming together and recognizing mental health, eating disorders, you know, mental illnesses, all of these things, addiction. I think people are realizing how crucial it is that we face the fact that this is a truth. It's not something that people make up. And I'm so glad that artists are making music and being honest about their experiences, because like I said, like then people who listen to it, they feel a little less alone. They're a little bit more valid, and validity goes a long way in helping anyone's mental health.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a listen to this single right now, Criminal, and this has not been released yet.
Yeah.
It's coming out on the 27th, so we're getting a special sneak preview of this song right now. This is Criminal by Vi Petri, and you're listening to it on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Lately I've been undercover as myself, afraid that I won't find this girl, find something else. I'm scared of what I will become. Got these demons coming undone. If I don't start running, they'll catch me. If I don't start something,
KCSU Fort Collins. This is the local lunch hour with me, TBD, and you just heard a special sneak preview sneak peek, wow, of the song Criminal by Vi Petri here on the Local Lunch Hour. And I have Vi here in the studio. We've been talking about the music and about, you know, all this crazy, wonderful stuff that she does. That song being released on the 27th. And where can the people find it once it is out for, you know, everyone to hear?
Yeah, so you can basically find it on, you know, wherever you listen to music. It's going to be on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, Apple Music. I guess that's the same thing as iTunes now. But yeah, it'll be basically anywhere that you listen to music.
And then your name, Vi Petri, V-A-I,
yeah,
P-A-T-R-I.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yep.
And then I assume you're also on Facebook, and you're doing a live stream on Instagram right now.
Yeah.
So also on Instagram. Any other social medias or just mainly those two?
Yeah. So my Instagram is just my name. It's Vi Petri. And you can check out updates on the EP there. And then my Facebook is Vi Petri as well.
Awesome. And then before you go, I have one last question that I usually ask musicians because I find I get very unique and, you know, individualistic answers. Personally, and in a lot of musicians that I've talked to in their past, there's kind of like a single either defining artist, song, or experience that kind of started the whole, you know, I want to be a musician thing. So I want to ask what your specific instance was that, you know, started this dream.
Yeah, so I was in first grade, and this girl had a birthday party, and everyone went to go see the Lizzie McGuire movie. And when she got up on stage, I was like, that's what I want to do. So I remember I started singing like crazy. I was like writing all these songs up. So Hilary Duff, Lizzie McGuire got me into music.
Thank you, Hilary Duff, Lizzie McGuire. Iconic, honestly, that movie.
It is so, hey now, hey now.
Yeah.
This is what dreams are made of.
Just so true. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Vi, and for talking about these songs and your music. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course. And we're going to keep playing local music through the rest of the hour. So stick around. This is 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Thanks for listening to this episode of KCSU Music Interviews. I would like to thank Vi for coming into the studio. My name is Haley Justino. I hosted this interview and produced this podcast. If you would like to hear more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at KCSUFM.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.